Next, we take you to a special graduation party for 10 high school students who are all refugees. They came to Colorado just a few years ago and didn't speak much English. Now, they're on their way to college. The party was hosted by the African Community Center in Denver, which is giving them all scholarships. Colorado Public Radio's Sarah Hughes was there.
It's a few hours before the graduation party, and the students who are being honored tonight in this community hall are all busy setting up the place. They volunteered to do it. Some are putting out chairs, others are arranging sweets and soda on a table, and one group of girls, including Shema Tajir, is blowing up balloons. Shema is dressed in jeans and a long flowing tunic, and her face is neatly framed by a crisp white headscarf. She takes a break from the preparations to sit down in a quiet corner and share her story.
Well, we left Sudan because there was war in Darfur. That's where my dad is from. And then he wanted us to get a better education also.
It's hard to believe hearing her speak now, but Shema says she hasn't been speaking English for very long. She only came to the United States about 4 years ago.
When I was in Sudan, I didn't speak English. They only taught Arabic as the first language. And when I got here, it was really hard for me to speak English. But when my dad brought us here, he wanted us to learn the language. He wanted us to be useful of what we got, the opportunity. So I use every single opportunity I get in my way to learn English and more and to be successful in life.
Shema says she's especially aware that she wouldn't be going to college if she were still in Sudan.
When I was back home, we didn't have the opportunity, especially girls. You would not make it that far to college or anything. Like, the highest education the girls would get is high school. So when I got to this country, I actually wanted to study. I wanted to make it to college. I wanted to be the first one who had actually had a degree.
Shema's taken some hard classes in high school, like AP statistics. She says she's gotten this far by asking for help.
I'm not a person who would sit back and, like, not understanding a question would get on my way. I would go right away to a teacher or somebody to help me out.
In just a few months, Shema's headed to Metropolitan State College of Denver.
Well, I plan on being an architect, and I'm thinking of going back home and building houses for those who have needs, and I hope to use it for something that's really good.
The party is warming up now. Even as some family and friends start to trickle in, another student, Walaling Araya, is rehearsing his opening speech for the ceremony at a small podium in the front of the room.
First, I'd like to join and welcome everyone to the annual.
It's just a short speech, but he wants to get it right, so he's been rehearsing for the past hour. He takes some time out to share a little of his story. His family was forced to leave Ethiopia because his father was perceived to be part of a political opposition group.
Well, I moved here about 5 years ago. Me and my family moved here about 5 years ago just because of political issues. I was 13 and I moved here, yeah.
Speaking little English, speaking fluent English.
Actually speaking no English.
No English, and he was already behind in his schooling because he lost 2 years of his education in Ethiopia. He says he was able to catch up because everyone around him told him that he was going to succeed.
My family, my friends helped me, and my teachers, they always tell me, you know, it's a good idea to go to college and you will succeed, and people, my friend, tell me, yeah, your future, I can see, is bright. You are a good leader and stuff.
Walaling has been a big organizer at his high school. He helped put together several charity events for Haiti, and he's part of a youth exchange group that helps teenagers from different faiths work out their conflicts. This summer, he's going to the Palestinian territories with a group to do a conflict resolution project. And after that, he's headed to Northeastern Junior College in Sterling to study human rights. It's now getting close to party time, so Walaling heads back up to the podium to help kick off the ceremony. Families and friends of the students have now filled up the community hall.
Good evening, everybody. First, I'd like to join in welcoming everyone to the second annual Colorado Refugee Scholarship Fund ceremony.
Then Emily Getlief takes the mic. She's the youth outreach worker for the African Community Center. She's known a lot of these students since their very first days in the United States, and she's helped support them as they made their way through high school. One by one, she calls the names of the students and invites them to the front of the room to receive a $1,000 college scholarship certificate.
So first, I'd like to call up Rawaida. Next, we have Shema.
GetLeaf started the program a year ago because one of her former students almost dropped out of college because textbooks were so expensive. She figured that after all the challenges that these refugee students had overcome, they shouldn't get sidetracked because they can't afford books.
Okay, next I'd like to call up Walaling Araya.
For Colorado Public Radio, I'm Sarah Hughes.